With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP Speaker nominee Jim Jordan will announce he will not seek a third ballot today, according to news reports.
Vote, Jordan is throwing his support behind a plan to put interim Speaker Patrick McHenry from North Carolina in charge of the House until January. The Ohio Republican plans to stay in the race. The new plan would give him several months to build support for his bid while allowing the House to move forward with key votes expected on Israel and Ukraine aid in keeping the government funded. His decision comes as he faced an insurmountable path to win the gavel. Jordan's decision is a remarkable victory for centrists who came up with the proposal to empower McHenry. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, as the fighting continues, the Israeli Prime Minister's office has said that limited humanitarian aid would be allowed into Gaza from Egypt. Correspondent Karen Chamas with that story.
The decision to lift a blockade of aid into Gaza came following a request from President Biden. The arrival of much-needed aid is the first crack in a punishing 11-day Israeli military siege on the enclave. Many among Gaza's 2.3 million residents have cut down to one meal a day and have been left to drink dirty water amid dwindling supplies. Over 3,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the siege began, after over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
And President Biden will be speaking from the White House tonight, giving an update on the situation in Israel and the war in Ukraine. The president will be speaking at 8 p.m. Eastern. Stocks have been up and down and are now lower. The Dow is off 134 points. The NASDAQ, 75 points in the red. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham getting ready for another road trip. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel for two nights in Rome next month. The festival will take place in the arena that hosted the 1960 Olympic Games in the Eternal City. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform. Graham is a globetrotter, just as his father was, preaching to tens of thousands in stadiums in Mexico, Vietnam, Germany, and the United Kingdom this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The governor of Illinois wants to increase abortion across the country. Democrat J.B. Pritzker has announced the formation of Think Big America. It's a nonprofit that will raise money to pay for abortions in all 50 states. Pritzker has said he is fully committed to Illinois, but speculation is rampant that Pritzker harbors presidential ambitions. This is SRN News. A meeting in Mexico with implications for the United States.
Mexico's president says the leaders of Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Honduras will attend a summit on migration that Mexico will host Sunday. The four countries are among the biggest sources of migrants currently showing up at the U.S. border. President Andres Manuel López Obrador said that President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela, President Miguel Díaz-Canel of Cuba, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry of Haiti will attend the meeting. Keith Peters reporting.
Japan and Australia have agreed to further expand defense ties, including with joint military exercises. The two countries have rapidly developed close defense ties in recent years. Japan considers Australia a semi-ally and as its closest security partner. That's after the United States, which is at its only treaty ally. More details at SRNnews.com.